In today's episode of Cup of Faith, I will be discussing how to dump laziness and get motivated. I know that January is ending, and I hope that we've all been doing exceptional things this month, and we're leading into February. And just to keep the ball rolling, 2020 is a new decade and a new time for us to stop being lazy and get after everything that we want in life. And today, I'm not drinking a cup of tea or coffee. I'm strictly drinking water. Water is so important to me. It clears my skin up. It makes me feel good. My body's hydrated. So it's always important to drink water. And now, let's get into the episode. Have you ever thought about creating a podcast? Well, if you have, you're in luck. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's completely free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. I absolutely love them and I use them. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. What are you waiting for? Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. The first tip that I have for you to dump laziness and get motivated is to plan out your day the night before. I've realized that if I actually take the time and give myself 10 to 15 minutes to plan out what I need to do the next day, when I wake up, I'm able to look at my planner and see exactly what needs to be done, and I really have no excuse not to get it done. Number two is to wake up early. You can meditate, you can pray before your day starts, and it just helps you to be in the right frame of mind to be productive that day. Number three, wear comfortable clothes that you would wear anywhere. So if you're a stay-at-home mom, or you're in college, or you got the day off, a way to be really productive is to take off those PJs and put on some clothes that you would like wear to the gym, or sweats, or you're going for a run to the grocery store. Just some clothes that you feel make you feel good, but at the same time, you're letting your mind know that you're not in your lounging attire, that you're being productive, that you're about to do something really important that can really create your mind to know that you have important things to get done, and it's not just a let's just chill type of day. Number four is to turn off your phone. So I know for me, when I need to handle some blog posts or some essays, whatever I need to do that's really important that day, if I have my phone on the side, I'm more prone to pick it up just to give myself like a little break, and then the break turns into a couple hours because I've been on social media for so long. So I realized that I needed to get an app that would help me to not be on my phone. And I ended up finding Forest Stay Focused. And this is such an amazing app. It helps you to stay off your phone, and you are also helping to build real trees in real life, which for me makes me want to stay off my phone and not be tempted, because I know that the cause, which is planting trees, is more important than what's going on social media. So I highly recommend to download an app that will make you pick 30 minutes, 60 minutes, an hour, 2 hours for you not to be on your phone, and also is a great cause in real life, so it makes you want to stick with it and not get on your phone, because your phone, TV, it's all a distraction, and then before you know it, you've wasted so many hours in that day that you could have done something else. Number five is to start on the first thing you think about. So I know when you create your list the night before, that you might want to, that the next day, you might want to just go from top to bottom. But sometimes, you know yourself and you can think of like, okay, this really needs to get done, even though I have it at number four. I really should switch it to number one. Switch it to number one. Start with whatever you think of first, whatever you really feel needs to get done, and go ahead and do it. Because if you just go down your list and you're really thinking about, hey, I really got to get this essay done because it's like due in 2 days, but I need to do laundry today. Like, you know what actually really needs to get done and what can kind of sit on the back burner. So you don't always have to go based off your list. If something kind of comes up and you really know that you need to focus on that, do that. Number six is to reward yourself. Rewarding yourself after you've accomplished something is really good. I know for me, if I've written like an 8-page essay, after I get done with it, I will give myself 10 to 15 minutes. I will go on social media, watch a YouTube video, get a snack, just something to make me feel good about what I just accomplished and to give my brain rest, because I've literally been sitting at a screen thinking of different topics to write for school. So always give yourself time to reward yourself. Go on a little walk, go to the grocery store, just do something that way you feel good about accomplishing something, and then you're kind of on that hype to do more. And number seven, try something new every day. So this could be small or big. Let's say that you want to go to a new gym or you want to try a new class. Do it. Let's say you want, to paint, or you want to write. Just whatever you feel like you want to try that day. Don't knock yourself from being adventurous. And also, when you try new things, you feel like, wow, I can accomplish anything. So give yourself the opportunity to try new things. So those are my 7 tips to help you dump laziness and get motivated. And I really feel like all 7 of these tips have really helped me to be more productive and to strive to do everything that I need to do that day, because we all know that tomorrow's not promised. So it's really important just to know that you've done everything that you possibly could do that day and you feel satisfied about that. So I really hope that these tips can really help you, for you to be motivated and just to get stuff done. Make sure to subscribe and rate this podcast 5 stars. The ratings help new people to find the podcast. Also, if you have any viewer questions that you want to answer on the podcast, remember that you will remain anonymous and you can send them to jatavashay.contact@gmail.com, and I will be going through those. I actually have a lot of viewer questions that will be coming out, so I'm super excited about that. Super excited to engage with you all on that. Also, if you didn't know, I am currently taking a hiatus off of Instagram. I'm really just focusing on God and I. And hopefully, eventually, I will go back on Instagram. But if you are looking for me on there, I am not on there right now. So you can follow me at JatavaShay on Twitter and Pinterest. That's another way for you to kind of stay involved in what I'm doing. Always go on the website, JatavaShay.com. And I am creating a brand new YouTube channel that will have the podcast live videos on there, as well as other content on there. So I will be posting that on Twitter and Pinterest, and I will also do like a live podcast episode, so you all will know exactly about that as well. Make sure to subscribe to the newsletter so that you'll know all of the new things that are coming up. The newsletter is on my website, JatavaShay, and I